Democratic gubernatorial nominee Ethan Berkowitz kicks off his general election campaign today with the announcement of an energy policy. Meanwhile, the first count of at least 9,000 absentee ballots is coming up next week. Joe Miller holds a lead of more than 1,600 votes over Lisa Murkowski for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate, and Miller says he expects to hold his edge through the absentee vote count.
Well, we aren't going to be overconfident, but the ballots that are outstanding, a significant percentage are military, and we've performed well amongst our men and women in uniform, and we expect the same to carry through with these absentee ballots. So we doubt that the margins will change significantly.
Democrats are already adding Miller to a list of what they call extremist Tea Party candidates, who it would be dangerous to elect because of their calls for limiting the power of the federal government. Miller talks constantly of the danger of the national debt, but in an interview with APRN yesterday, he said that does not mean he opposes federal spending in the state.
Our perspective of the federal government and its funding of this state has been made very clear throughout this campaign, and that is this state is owned, the vast majority of it, by the federal government. 64% of its lands are under federal title. As long as the federal government inappropriately maintains control over the state in that fashion, you can absolutely be assured that we are going to demand our fair share to this state. There is no question about it. I mean, the ultimate end of kind of the federalist model where we get power back to the states is that we get control of our land. And I can assure you that if this state has control over its land, we don't need a drop of money from the feds. We'd be the wealthiest state in the nation. There's no question.